feather in his hat and called it macaroni. This rather baffling phrase from the song Yankee Doodle leads me to today's bonbon. Macaroni is a term that was used in 18th century England to describe a man who had returned from his grand tour to the continent with certain affectations, especially in his sense of dress. Macaronis wore colourful fitted clothes made of silks and velvets, with patterned stockings and shoes with big paste buckles. High powdered wigs sometimes were topped with ridiculously small hats, and lots of jewellery was worn, such as seals and watches hanging from chains. The nephew of the Earl of Bristol even had a miniature portrait of himself as a brooch that he wore conspicuously on his jacket. So to merely stick a feather in your hat was not enough to call yourself a macaroni. When the term was used in 1764 by Horace Walpole, he was describing a club which is composed of the travelled young men who wear long curls and spying glasses. Initially, this club encouraged the arts, giving medals and prizes to art, music, painting and sculpture. But later, the club got quite sidetracked by what everybody was wearing. The Universal magazine explained that you knew when you were near to a macaroni because he was so highly perfumed, and you could also hear him humming softly. A macaroni would affect a rapturous taste in music, and you could see him at the theatre, scarcely able to wink without his opera glasses. Before I go on to the music for today, you may be interested to know that we have the macaronis to thank for the invention of the inside pocket. It made their jackets more sleek and flattering. Though these fashionable gentlemen were now living in London, they could still indulge in Italian opera and listen to Italian singers, especially as this was the time for the Italian comic opera. The first performance of Galuppi's Il Filosofo di Campagna in 1761 featured the Italian soprano Maria Angela Paganini. There was such a rush to hear her at the opera house that people had to be turned away. Their carriages had already been sent home, so many finely dressed Londoners, and no doubt many macaronis, were seen walking sadly home. Here's a graceful aria from that opera, Una ragazza che non è pazza, and it's sung by the character Lesbina, a clever maid who explains that she, like the lamb and the turtle dove, seeks a partner. It's sung here by Stephanie Vaneri and Lastre. Thank you. was Una Ragazza Che Non È Pazza by Galuppi, and that was sung by Stephanie Van Erin and Lastre.